Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. Word. 131 years ago this week, Brooklyn-based chemist Robert Cheeseborough wrote the U.S. Patent Office about his new invention. He called it a thick, oily, pasty substance, semi-solid in appearance and unobjectionable in odor. He suggested uses for his versatile goo, praising it as a pomade for hair, a moisturizer for chapped hands, a lubricator for machinery, and a treatment for leather. And so the world was introduced to Vaseline. Mr. Cheeseborough slipped into his greasy venture after a visit to a petroleum refinery in Pennsylvania. He was a kerosene salesman, and this newfangled replacement for whale oils caught his eye, especially the residual sludge that gathered on the drilling machines. The so-called rod wax clogged the rigs, but workers found that it came in handy when they got burned. They used it to treat injuries. Robert Cheeseborough knew a good thing when he saw it. He filtered the tarry gunk to make it cleaner and hit the road. He put on live shows in which he would cut or burn himself and slather Vaseline on his wounds. Then he'd wow the audience by showing off scars from earlier injuries healed by his product. The jelly formed a barrier that blocked germs. By 1874, he was selling a jar a minute. Mr. Cheeseborough lived well into his 90s. Perhaps he owed his longevity to the spoonful of Vaseline he swallowed every day of his adult life. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.